This is Tampa Bay Today with Schreiner. Call now, 888-404-1010. That's 888-404-1010.
So I kind of feel this topic is one that is going to get people on both sides angry at me because I can see both sides and people like you to pick a side. So I am. I'm picking one of honesty, intellectual honesty, as best I can in this ever-changing and ever-increasingly crazy world. Too many people on the planet. Too many people. All right, so here's the deal. The story is just exploded yesterday. There was a character actor at Universal Studios dressed up as Gru, the villain from the Despicable Me franchise. As he was posing for a picture with a young girl, I think she was a six-year-old girl, had his hand on her shoulder. That hand went from just being a hand to the OK symbol on her shoulder, a biracial child. Because of the way it was done, I can totally understand and cannot argue against that being a symbol of hate. Now, let's back up a little bit. How did the sign for OK become a symbol of hate? That's putting your thumb and finger, forefinger together with your other three fingers up in the air. Okay, how you doing? I'm okay. The hand symbol began its circulation as a hoax by members of the website 4chan trying to troll the rest of the world. They would say the hand gesture formed a WP, meaning white power. If I tip my hand downward, one finger and then the two together in a circle, kind of looks like a P there, right, Pat?
Does look like a P.
Then I flip my hand up. Look at the three fingers up in the air.
So you have to do both of those motions?
I don't know. You don't have to. It's just a symbol. White power. All right. Now, remember, the whole thing was a hoax. It was somebody got drunk and said, hey, let's try to fool the world. Tell them it's a symbol of hate. Well, it might not have gotten any traction, but then some people that do have hate in their heart started to use it. Or those that were just doing it, trying to trick the mass media into a story. Which, by the way, you're a bunch of gullible idiots just looking for clicks, trying to make money. That's what it was all about for a lot of these. Oh, yeah, this will people will click on this. We'll be able to bill our clients more for page views and for purchasing copies and whatever. It's another way that people have learned to monetize hate in mass media and social media.
You know how this stuff works. Social media.
That's what 4chan is. It's an online website. And
if they said, hey, this would be happening.
Hey, here's what we're going to do. You know that OK symbol? We're going to tell people that it forms a P if you look at it one way and a W another. So you put those together, white power. Hey.
Doesn't take long.
Hey, guess what? Let's do this. We'll get some people. And if we're lucky, maybe a couple of those idiots in the KKK or neo-Nazis or these other white supremacist groups will pick up on it and they'll use it. And that happened. The man responsible for the New Zealand massacre, where 51 people were killed at two Christchurch mosques back in March, flashed an upside-down OK symbol when he appeared in court. Okay? So when that happens, it gets a little more traction. Oh, well. You know, it used to mean, OK. Hey, you want to meet us out for dinner? Love to. OK. No, now it means white power. Actually, that would be if you hold it up this way. If you hold it upside down, it's more like MP. This is more like military police, Pat. Don't you think? It means MP, military police. Here's the thing. I imagine there are some listeners right now looking at their hands, going, "Well, yeah, he's not wrong." They're tipping their hands upside down or whatever they're doing. There's a lot of problems with this. The story, yes, it's very disturbing, and I'm super disappointed that this whole thing is going on. The woman's name, whose family was impacted by this, her name is Tiffany Zinger, said it was painful telling her daughter she couldn't use a family vacation photo for a second grade class project. The image was marred by what appeared to be a symbol of hate. So the mother's right. You know, this whole thing wouldn't have come out, by the way, Pat, if they hadn't been, hey, where's that picture when I was with Gru? I want to use it in school. She's in second grade, people. She's a six-year-old girl. She's biracial and apparently has autism as well, posing with an actor dressed as Gru from Despicable Me at one of those breakfast events, the character meet, character breakfast, which are awesome, by the way. If you have kids and they love characters and you can set that up, fantastic way to have access to some special behind-the-scenes stuff. It's awesome. Kids love that. There's video of it as well. So they're getting in position for the photo. The girl is kind of to Gru's right as you're watching the video left. But he's on her right. He has his right hand on her right shoulder, just as a hand. And then all at once, he forms that symbol for white power on a biracial child's shoulder for the picture. The time nobody noticed it. I think this happened like back in March or something. March or May or whatever. Then they went to use it for a class project, saw the photo, went back, reviewed the video, saw it. Because of the way it was done, basically upside down on a biracial child's shoulder, surreptitiously, whoever that actor was, who has been fired and no longer works for Universal, whoever that person was doing it to symbolize hate, or at the very least,
to be cute.
No, not to be cute, to further troll the media and people, hoping this would be the reaction.
Now, see if he could get away with something.
Between now and between when it happened and now, the Anti-Defamation League has already stepped up and added it to their list of symbols and images that represent hate. They have over 200 of them. I understand having a list like that to show people what to look for, to help authorities, officers understand what they're looking for, what a tattoo may mean, or what a tag may mean on, you know, graffiti on a building. So while I hate the fact that the OK symbol, one of the most innocent, and we'll get to it, a very used for multiple other reasons symbol, has been appropriated as a joke, but has actually become for some people to mean hate, and the rest of the world is going, okay, you can't do it anymore. Which is why I say, well, let's put it out there. Let's try to make the words, I love you, a message of hate. Then nobody can look at their significant other and go, I love you.
What about just thumbs up?
Thumbs up. That can be a message of hate.
That should be next. They'll figure something out.
Or two hands put together to form a heart.
Right.
You know, where people hold it up on the beach and try to put the sun in between the heart for their photos on their vacations on Florida Beach. Nope. That's a message of white supremacy. You didn't know that? Yeah, you're flashing a message of hatred. Love for white power is what you're doing. Shame on you. You can't tell people you love them. That's a white power thing. You know, it's the same thing. Okay. Are you okay? Yes, I'm all right. I'm okay. Okay, symbol. That's a message of hate. So let's get into some other things where the okay symbol is used. Pat, do you remember the circle game?
No.
You haven't seen that where, like, here, let me stand up. You see what I'm doing over here? See my hand?
Yes.
All right, you see I'm forming the okay symbol?
That would be a problem now.
Below my waist.
Right.
I'm showing you the okay symbol.
Right.
Now I get to punch you in the shoulder because you got caught looking. That's the circle game. I remember playing that game in grade school, in the 70s and early 80s. You know, some kid in class would, the teacher wasn't looking, they'd hold it down, and if they caught their buddy looking, their best friend looking at it during class, they'd reach over and pop him in the shoulder. You get that's the game. It's kind of like Punch Buggy. Punch Buggy Blue. Ah, caught you looking at the circle. It's the circle game. It's been around for decades. Now, message of hate. Where else has it been used? The okay gesture. Let's get into some of that. Performed by connecting the thumb and index finger into a circle while holding the other fingers straight or relaxed and away from the palm. Commonly used by divers, by the way, underwater signifies I'm okay or are you okay when underwater. In most English-speaking countries, it denotes approval, agreement, that all is well or okay. In other contexts or cultures, the same gesture may have different meanings or connotations. And here's some of them that could be negative, could be offensive, financial, numerical, devotional, political, or purely linguistic. How about Buddha? Have you ever seen a statue of Buddha? Here, I know I have a little bit of a belly, not a Buddha belly. Have you ever seen a statue of Buddha doing this?
Wow.
One palm of one hand,
yes,
say the left
I have.
Hand, one palm out, upturned, the other hand up in the air, held right around neck height, forming the OK symbol.
Have to break those fingers off now.
Or have you ever seen somebody meditating with their legs crossed, feet above both knees?
Yes.
With their hands resting on their knees?
All the time, sure.
Right. Which is supposed to be, I don't know if it's chakras aligning this thing or that thing or whatever, or directing, helping you to direct energies. But it is fairly calming that you're doing something like that, you know, helping you to focus, whatever it is. Can't do that anymore. And as I said earlier in the show, in sign language, I think it's the number, here, let me look it up. I think it's the number 9 in sign language. There are a lot of universal signs for hearing loss. And there were some things that I was looking at here. I'm trying to see if I can find it. And I'm not going to find it under this one. Sign language, by the way, if you see a sign that looks like one up right side up and one upside down, the two hands.
Like the yin-yang?
Like yin-yang, but right. With the OK symbol.
Right.
You know what that means? Sign language interpreters are present. So like if you go to a museum and you see the symbol of two OK symbols, one upright, one inverted, what that means is you can get sign language interpretation here.
Not anymore. It means white power is everywhere.
Now it means white power. Yeah,
it's everywhere.
Run and hide. While some attractions offer this service routinely, always a good idea to check website, call in advance, make sure it's provided. Many amusement parks like Disney World require a 2-week minimum advance notice to request sign language interpretation service.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
If you're attending a live event like a theater or a lecture, you can ask to be seated in a sign language section audience. Also, make sure to indicate what language you speak so the appropriate interpreter can be assigned, because there are different versions of sign language, like ASL being American Sign Language. There are others. And if I'm not mistaken, the OK symbol, which is used quite frequently for many reasons in the hearing impaired community, if you make the OK sign with both hands and you dip the fingers, the closed fingers of the loop from one hand into the other, apparently that means voting. Voting. Used another way, it could be, there's another meaning for it. And then, of course, just those fingers together, that's 9. Sick Pat, 6, 7, 8, 9. It's how you count. Are you going to take away the number 9 from the hearing impaired community? This is Tampa Bay Today. I think I got it right. I don't know if I'm backwards. Maybe it's 6, 7, 8, 9. It's 6 or 9. I'm not sure. I need to take sign language if I'm going to be Santa. This is Tampa Bay Today on Money Talk 1010 AM.
This is Tampa Bay Today with Schreiner. Call now, 888-404-1010. That's 888-404-1010.
We're back on Tampa Bay Today. I am Schreiner, along with Pat George, having conversations that impact those of us here in the Tampa Bay area, Florida. Sometimes there are more worldly events that impact us as well. We're talking about what happened at Universal Studios, where a 6-year-old girl was at a character breakfast with her toddler brother and was posing for a picture with characters from Despicable Me, Minion, and Gru. Now, as you can imagine, it's a full body costume, including a giant head mask, you know, larger than life, looks just like the animation, like you'd expect to see come to life on the stage. And when the girl was posing with Gru, he had his hand on her right shoulder, standing behind her, and then as they're standing there, you can see in the video and in the photo that was taken, the actor in the costume moved his hand from just being resting gently and properly on the shoulder, formed the OK symbol, and my interpretation of having watched the video of it is that it was a symbol for white power, a symbol of hate. Now, whether or not the person in there believed in that message or was just doing it to continue the hoax online, I don't know. Either way, it's wrong. Either way, it is wrong. And by the way, I have seen pictures of videos. You know how you take, like, say, a flume ride or a roller coaster ride, and they snap a picture that you can buy for, what, $10, $15, $20, another way to soak you? Well, there were a group of kids, four of them, I think, or more, that were doing both. They were flashing the OK sign and had their hand up like a Hitler salute. Okay? Doubled up, but they doubled down on hate. And there were people that were defending that. Going, oh, they're just enjoying the ride. They got their hands in the air. Like, no. Understand what 4chan is doing. These kids may not be racist and may not be hateful, but and they think they're being funny, but they're not. Here's the thing. That picture will follow those kids for the rest of their lives. If they ever try to get into political office, their career's over.
It's going to surprise them when they least expect
it. If they're ever working, say they study for years, taking on six figures worth of student loan debts to become a doctor, and somebody walks in and goes, I recognize you. And do a quick internet search. Is this you? Yeah, I was young. I was joking. I'm sorry. I need a different doctor to treat my cancer. I'm going to go to the hospital. I think you should be fired. Do you think that's not going to happen to kids that are doing things that they think are stupid and funny today?
You know, don't think this isn't happening. People that are getting ready to run for office,
yeah,
that big research programs
they're,
happen.
They're trying
where
to,
they go back in history to find everything they can on
right
somebody they
and
don't
there are
agree
people
with
that are going back trying to scrub everything. But that, are you going to scrub everything that somebody else posted? Are you able to do that? I said before, when you lie about people or gossip about people, whether it's true or not, when you share negative things about people and put it out there, it's hard to put that away and take it out of people's minds. I don't know if it was a biblical joke or reference, or I don't know where I got this idea in my head, but it certainly encapsulates the difficulty of restoring someone's reputation if you tarnished it inappropriately. Go to the top of a mountain, take a feather pillow, rip it open, and scatter the feathers to the wind. Now go pick them all up and put them back in the pillowcase. Do you want to take that chore on? It's just as hard to go back and restore somebody's reputation if you spread lies or misinformation about them. Be aware, once it's out there, it's out there. Now, in the case we're talking about, I actually believe the person in the actor that was in the Gru costume was spreading a message of hate. I don't know if they actually believe the hate or thought they were just being funny by perpetuating the online hoax. Remember, it started through a website called 4chan, where they were like, hey, this is what we're going to do. We're going to trick everybody into thinking an innocent, innocuous little symbol is a message of hate. What do people use? Do we need thumbs up? No. I kind of like thumbs up. Let's undo that. What about okay? Yeah, I don't use the, let's use okay. Let's tell people that okay. Why? Oh, if you look at it this way, it's a W. You look at it this way, there's a P. White power. Yeah, okay, great. We're doing that. That makes sense. We'll get mass media, major media outlets to buy into that. We'll see how far we can take this hoax. And guess how far it's gone. The Anti-Defamation League has added it to their symbols of hate. People are being hurt by it now. It's become accepted. We have to be very careful. I think it's ridiculous that we allowed this to happen, to take an innocent symbol like OK. Which during the break, I looked it up. In American Sign Language, Pat, you know what this is?
No.
This is the letter F.
What am I? Oh, it's too close.
It's very close to, you know, I got my three fingers close together and straight up. That's the letter F. And this is also?
Number nine.
And I was right. Your pinky finger on your thumb is 6. Your ring finger on your thumb is 7. Your middle finger on your thumb is 8. And your pointer finger, your index finger on your thumb is 9.
9's got to go. And so
9 and F. So I'm sorry if you're hearing impaired or you know someone who's hearing impaired, you no longer have the letter F or the number 9. Oh, by the way, that means you also can't do 19, Pat. Look, this is 19.
That looks like you're trying to get their attention even better.
Right, let's see. What else did I learn trying to look these up? Sign language, trying to understand where it was universal hand signals. Like, by the way, this making the gesture, going like this, is a point. This is Vote. And this, Housefly. All using the OK symbol in various forms. All now a message of hate from the Anti-Defamation League. It's ridiculous. And by the way, it's used in various ways. Apparently in French, that symbol, the OK symbol, can be positive or negative, but it's usually in conjunction with facial expressions to help identify the intent of the person doing it. There's all kinds of ways that it's used. I don't think this will impact the signing community. I think they're still going to do it. They're not going to change it. But imagine somebody coming up to them and accusing them of hate because they did it, not knowing. What are you, deaf? It's ridiculous. And by the way, American Sign Language is something that I need to learn, because I do Santa stuff, and I've actually been in a situation, Pat, where a young girl who couldn't speak was trying to tell me she wanted a bicycle, and the parent had to fill me in.
Just give her the okay signal. Say, okay, I'll get that for you.
No, well, that's one thing. You never say, a kid, you never promise anything, ever.
Oh, you're right about that.
As Santa Claus, you don't say that they're going to get it.
Yeah, you're right. You say, I will do my best.
We will continue to watch your behavior, and I will have a discussion right. with your parents or guardian. And by the way, that's the other thing I got to watch out for, with your parents or guardian, you know. I don't know if somebody's parents passed away. I don't know if they've never known who their father is, if they're come from a broken home.
You're right.
So, you know, it's a trap. You have to be very, very careful. Kids are
well,
smart.
I heard a kid once say, when he said, have you been good to your Santa? Did say this. I was standing in line. Have you been good to mommy and daddy? And the little kid said, my daddy's in jail.
Right.
So sad.
One of the hardest ones was dealing with some kids from the children's home here in Tampa.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And they were like, one child said, this is all a joke. It was at a fundraiser, and they were trying to show the kids, look how the community is coming together. Look what they're doing. You know, look what they're bringing so that we can share it with all the children at home. Now, these are kids that either don't have parents or have parents who are unsuitable to raise them, maybe in jail or in drug treatment or missing or whatever. And to hear a kid go, I don't believe any of this. This is all a joke. Nobody cares about us. Nobody cares about me. Mm. From a 9-year-old, 10-year-old who has seen more horrible things than I have at 50. I won't repeat some of the stories I've been told. But to deal with some of these kids who are so broken and have absolutely no trust in anyone, right. any adult, nothing, because they have been failed so many times, it breaks your heart, and I will never stop doing those events.
Trump has officially landed now.
All right, so we'll get to that in the last 15 minutes of the show. His appearance at the Village is today. He'll be talking about Medicare. He's supporting Medicare, but, you know, that Medicare for All he's going to be dumping on. He's in the Villages.
You know where he landed?
That'll be a friendly crowd for him. In the state of Florida, somewhere on the planet.
This is a funny one. The Ocala International Airport.
Why shouldn't Ocala have an international airport if it's long enough for a plane that can make the distance?
Ocala International just sounds funny to me.
Listen, it's not that much further to go to Ocala than it is Orlando. Just saying.
Ocala International.
It's just a county away. Listen, you could glide in there on fumes and land at Ocala. By the way, I love Ocala. Vacation there a lot as a kid. We spent almost every Thanksgiving growing up in Ocala at the Salt Springs Campground in the Ocala National Forest. All right, we come back. We'll talk Trump and his visit to Florida today on Money Talk 10:10 a.m. This is Tampa Bay Today. I'm Schreiner.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.